some ideas for the essay on the fight for women's suffrage. In an introduction, I would probably go back and talk about Seneca Falls and maybe set up a little bit about how this fight was waged over such a tremendous period of time. And even though, maybe the bulk of your essay is, written about what you saw in Iron Jawed Angels, don't lose sight of and set up for your reader how the fight was ongoing long before we got to the 1910s and any discussion of really advancing a 19th Amendment forward. So maybe talk a little bit about Seneca Falls and in introduction, and a little bit about how women had been kind of set aside during the Reconstruction era when black men were moved to the front of the line with Amendments 14 and 15 in terms of suffrage, and how women, are effectively going to wait another 50 years for the right to vote. So you can set up that, the struggle that's in the 1910s by, talking about how long the struggle had gone on, even long before that. Important in an essay about women's suffrage to talk about the fact that women were empowered with the right to vote in federal elections in many places before there was a 19th Amendment. Again, the western states in particular, and you could mention some of those specifically with a little research, because of a need perhaps to attract women to settle, or because of a sense of a more equal society and and out here on the prairie and a pioneering, way of life. There wasn't as much distinction perhaps between the sexes because of that. What we looked at in the movie, obviously, was the final push for the women's right to vote, and it's certainly worthy of some discussion of the conflict that existed between the old guard, who again I have typically referred to as the more conservative leaders of the movement, and the younger guard. You saw in Alice Paul and Lucy Burns and the others in the movie that I've termed, and most have termed, kind of a more radical approach to the fight for women's suffrage. Talk a little bit about the conflict between them and the differences in approaches from a more kind of gradualist state-by-state approach versus, a demanding of a civil rights movement. Certainly the role of World War I in advancing the cause of women, as in spite of the fact that the National Women's Party was doing the picketing and the activities they were engaged in outside the White House, the vast majority of the women were highly involved in supporting the war effort. And it's really a combination of the two things, the attention drawn to the efforts for women's suffrage by those more radical women and their imprisonment and the things that were part of that story, in concert with the efforts of women during the war and doing so much in the war-related industries and running businesses and running farms while the men were off fighting, that combination of things is what ultimately really leads to that moment in time in 1918 and 1919, when Wilson really becomes the supporter of the amendment, and then ultimately it makes its way through the Congress and then to the states for ratification. So a lot of things that you can write about in terms of women's suffrage, but I think most importantly, give us kind of the broad spectrum, go all the way back to mention of Seneca Falls and things that occurred long before we get to the ultimate ratification of the 19th Amendment. And obviously there are certain figures, Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony, and the major women featured in the movie, Carrie Chapman Catt, Alice Paul, Lucy Burns, that should receive some mention in an essay about women's suffrage.